Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Dhiríomh agus fáilte to Know Your Constituency. In this podcast, we'll be mapping out the politics of all 43 constituencies, which will determine the makeup of the 34th Dáil and the next government, of course. We'll outline all the essentials, the seats, the seat holders, the soon-to-be former seat holders, and everything in between. But we'll try to condense that into the next few minutes. So let's start the next episode. It's Misha Cormac O'Hara. I'm joined once again in this podcast studio by RTÉ Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 constituencies. And also with us from Cork is Teresa Reedy, political scientist at University College Cork. You're both welcome back. A winchid hiri agus a chorde galair. We're doing Kerry now, another five-seat constituency and major rivalry in the podcast, because Barry's a Kerry fanatic and Teresa is in Cork. So
I'm a Limerick woman, Cormac. I have to declare the truth.
You're fairly ensconced in Cork now. Come here to me, Barry. We'll start with the essentials here in Kerry, the seats and the seat holders.
That's it. Five seats up for grabs here, and four incumbents stand their ground. They being Michael Healy-Ray and Danny Healy-Ray, the brothers, independent candidates, Pa Daly of Sinn Féin and the Education Minister Norma Foley of Fianna Fáil. The other seat currently held by Brendan Griffin of Fine Gael, who stands aside at this election.
Okay, and this Kerry constituency is a vast constituency, Teresa.
Yes, absolutely. Now, it hasn't changed at all under the boundary revision, so the constituency is stable and it covers the county of Kerry. But it is worth saying that this constituency has been divided in the past into two three-seat constituencies of Kerry North and Kerry South. And that matters because geography is really important in terms of shaping outcomes here. And there are patterns of competition that were really embedded when those were, when Kerry was two separate constituencies. It's a huge place, you know. It's one of the most picturesque parts of Ireland, highlight on the Wild Atlantic Way. Lots of people will be familiar with the big urban centres in Killarney and Tralee. But it's also a mixed economic profile in Kerry. There's a lot of rural disadvantage and some pockets of urban disadvantage as well. And just one of the things that jumped out when I was looking at the statistics, Tralee has the fourth lowest median income among kind of medium to large towns in the country. So it's a very diverse and it's a very mixed constituency.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we say at this point, Barry, the usual health warning at the time recording, this is what we know in terms of candidate nominations. The nomination process hasn't closed, but you might give us the picture as of now in terms of runners and riders.
Well, let's start with the certainties, and they are the Healy-Ray brothers. I'm sure they will disagree with that straight away, being Michael Healy-Ray and Danny Healy-Ray, continuing the family's political dynasty, going right back to 1975 in Kerry politics. Michael Healy-Ray topping the poll the last time with 21% of the vote and over 16,000 first preferences, with his brother Danny, his vote marginally down in 2020 on his first run in 2016 with 11.2% of the vote. And all the expectation is that the Healy-Ray brothers will hold their seats. Three of their children were elected in the local elections, with Maura Healy-Ray, Danny's daughter, getting twice the quota in the Killarney electoral area, while other councillors linked to the family were also elected, including Liam Speedy Nolan making a breakthrough in Listowel, and also Niall Botty O'Callaghan, a supporter of the family, getting elected in Killarney as well. So the Healy-Ray brand, the Healy-Ray family, seeming as strong as ever, and trying to, I suppose, explain it, as somebody said to me, the Healy-Rays, that you might see them in the Dáil during leaders' questions, and then they will be perhaps at a funeral in Causeway in North Kerry later that evening, far from their Kilgarvan base. So they really are formidable operators, and ones that rookie politicians in this field could easily get stuck in the crosshairs with.
There's only one person, Teresa, I know, who can cover the country in that fashion, and all on public transport as well, and he's sitting across from me here in the studio. How do you see this shaking out, Teresa?
Well, I agree with Barry entirely in relation to the Healy-Rays. They're an electoral phenomenon. Then when we dig in a little bit more, it's interesting to see, in terms of the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, this is a tale of very contrasting candidate selection strategies, because Fianna Fáil are running, they have one seat in the constituency at the moment with Norma Foley, who of course is the Minister for Education education and very well known. But they're running three candidates, so she's joined on the ticket by two other other candidates, which suggests that they're perhaps hoping maybe for a gain here, although that's unlikely. In contrast, then directly, Fine Gael are running just one candidate. Their incumbent is retiring. Brendan Griffin announced some time ago that he was stepping back from politics. And so Fine Gael is running Billy O'Shea. He's a former Kerry footballer, which you'd have to imagine is an important attribution in this part of the world. At the moment, there's no suggestion that there's another candidate coming, but we don't know. He's an auctioneer, publican, but he's a first-time candidate. Mm-hmm. So they're really investing a lot in him. He's based around Killorglin, and he's backed by the former Fine Gael minister and fellow footballer, of course, as well, Fine Gael TD Jimmy Deanahan. So I suppose we can say for certain Fine Gael are hoping to hold their seat. Fianna Fáil maybe hoping for a gain, but it's hard to see it in this constituency. Because it's a five-seater, it tells us a lot about the national picture, and it's a constituency which has been fairly fragmented in the past. You know, there's a Sinn Féin seat here as well. It's held by Pádraig Daly. And you'd have to expect that if the Sinn Féin vote holds up reasonably close to where it was in the June local elections, that he will also be on track to retain that seat.
And Mike Kennedy of Labour hoping to recreate some of the Dick Spring magic from years ago.
The last election was the first time in over 80 years that there was no Labour candidate in Kerry, so perhaps it's a tall task for him. And much of the political intrigue in this constituency has centred around Fine Gael, and Fianna Fáil are really circling like a shark in the water here, trying to take the Fine Gael seat, although that will be complicated by the fact that the Healy Ray brothers are Jean Poole Fianna Fáil. But yes, much of the intrigue around Fine Gael and the selection of Billy O'Shea, the former All-Ireland winner, as the candidate. As one Fine Gael grandee said to me, he's not David Clifford or Colm Cooper. That All-Ireland did come in 1997, and the Fine Gael councillors, they are apoplectic about the selection process here. Now, Fine Gael headquarters would argue that no one was putting their name forward to be the Fine Gael candidate in the constituency following the retirement of Brendan Griffin and the departure of someone who was touted to be the candidate in Aoife Thornton in Listowel, which is the party's base. But ultimately, two councillors did end up putting their name forward, and Mike Foley in Ballylongford and Tommy Griffin, the cousin of Brendan Griffin, the outgoing TD. They wanted to go forward to convention, but Fine Gael sources claim they were told in no uncertain terms by party headquarters that their campaign would not be funded and that Billy O'Shea was the preferred candidate. So this ended up that only one Fine Gael councillor turned up at the selection convention ultimately, where Billy O'Shea was ratified, and it said locally that none of the councillors will go canvassing for him at all either.
My goodness.
So real rancour. Now, Fine Gael people and some of the councillors would say there is nothing personal against Billy O'Shea, although they point out he was asked to run in the local elections and didn't. But they say it was more about the process and the fact that Mr. O'Shea had lunch with Simon Harris at the Meadowlands Hotel in August when he was down opening the Listowel bypass, perhaps showing that he had the imprimatur over the aforementioned councillors. But there's a lot of bad blood at the moment.
Let me give the Fine Gael HQ line before they contact us. You're blowing everything out of proportion, Barry, and there's nothing to see here.
Yeah, well, I was on to Fine Gael HQ just as I walked into studio, and a senior source said, look, we understand the councillors' concerns, but nobody from North Kerry, the party base, was putting their name forward, and Billy O'Shea was the only man at the time, and what were we supposed to do? And Billy O'Shea, backed by his director of elections, Michael Finucane, a former Fine Gael TD who lost his seat by one vote in Limerick West in 2002, also the aforementioned former minister and All-Ireland winner in his own right, Jimmy Deanahan, and Frank Quilter, a great confidant of former Taoiseach Enda Kenny. Those three men have a combined age of 230, so plenty of experience here. Now, Fine Gael, I met one dyed-in-the-wool Fine Gael member at a funeral there recently, and she outlined how Fine Gael really have had historic problems when adding candidates from the outside in Kerry, pointing right back to Sean Kelly, now an MEP, how he was parachuted onto a local election ticket in 1992 and ultimately ended up fatally splitting the vote with Tim Gleeson, whom worked in the same school as him at the time in St. Brendan's College in Killarney, and also pointing to the addition of the well-known journalist Aidan O'Connor in 1997 in the old Kerry South constituency. And that woman's argument to me was essentially, look, Fine Gael have bad history here, bad history when it comes to adding candidates from the outside, that it often doesn't work when you don't have the membership, the grassroots, the councillors on board with you. Now, I did hear of some perhaps distress signals around the Billy O'Shea camp over the October bank holiday weekend, issues getting people out on the ground for him during the party's big national canvass. But it was, I must admit, there was a good crowd around him at the Kerry County final between Dr. Crokes and Dingle. He was canvassing outside that. I saw a good crowd around with him, including Patrick O'Connor Scartine, who was a former councillor, Fine Gael political royalty in this part of the world. And some suggestion as well that Brendan Griffin, the TD, whom was highly critical of not being consulted by Fine Gael headquarters about the strategy here, that he may ultimately canvass for Billy O'Shea, which would be a big boost for him at the moment. But really talking to people in football circles, political circles in Kerry in particular at that match in Tralee, Billy O'Shea's candidature really the main topic of conversation, and how he will do after all these problems that have beset his campaign up until this point.
When you look at it though, Teresa, and you've both discussed it there, you have the ingredients here in Kerry for a fascinating election, because you have an established TD not running, you have a senior minister, you have the Healy Ray brothers, the dynasty, you have a former Kerry footballer in the sprinkling of stardust, and you have a huge electoral area, and then you have the various other parties vying for a seat as well. How do you think it's going to go? And I know this is at the time of recording, and things could happen and other people could make their way onto the ticket. How do you see this going, Teresa?
Well, I think the certainty here are the Healy Ray brothers. I mean, I think they're a national certainty. They are formidable vote getters. They got over 30,000 votes in 2016 and held on to 25,000 of those in 2020. So they're certainly in the clear. I think it's shaping up for a fairly intense contest between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but there are seats there to maintain the status quo for the two. And I think the Sinn Féin picture is stable as well, because Sinn Féin have had, Kerry is one of the rural constituencies where they made a breakthrough earlier than in other parts of the country. That seat was held by Martin Ferris for a very long time, and there was a fairly seamless transition to Pat Daly, who has had a reasonable national profile and is well known on the ground. So whilst there's a lot of intense rivalry, this might end up being a constituency where there isn't a lot of change. Perhaps the name on the Fine Gael seat, well, that will definitely change if it's held on. If Fianna Fáil were able to edge out Fine Gael here, it really would be a very big upset, but it would take a lot, because we have to remember that Fine Gael right now are polling several points ahead of Fianna Fáil, so it would be a very, very big upset indeed.
Yeah, I think Fianna Fáil are probably ahead of Fine Gael in Munster at the moment in the opinion polls, but it would take a cataclysmic fall really for Fine Gael to still lose this seat, given the vote they pulled here the last time, 18% and 14,000 first preferences. So the vote would have to fall off Mount Everest, no mind the McGillicuddy reeks, really, for Fine Gael to lose the seat. But at the same time, some within Fine Gael party people who are not supporting Mr O'Shea do think that Michael Cahill of Fianna Fáil is in with a chance. He's Kerry's longest serving councillor. He's been elected in every local election since 1991, and his father before him. He is proffered as the most likely challenger, but he would have it all to do. He did leave Fianna Fáil at one stage to back Tom Fleming, formerly of Fianna Fáil, who ran as an independent from Scarta Glen, who won a seat in 2011. So will all the Fianna Fáil family forgive him for that? That is one question. What's also running for Fianna Fáil is Linda Gordon Kelleher out of Killarney. Her husband Niall Kelleher is a councillor from Rathmore, although it's worth noting, I think, that the Healy Ray brothers raided Rathmore for two boxes at the local election, so that shows you the intense rivalry there. But really, in spite of all the issues, you'd have to say it's all to do for Michael Cahill to still reel in Billy O'Shea, in spite of all those matters we discussed.
Okay, that's how it stands as of now anyway. thanks to Barry Lenihan and Teresa Reedy. We'll leave it there for this one for Kerry. Barry, you'll be back with us for an update after nominations close, of course. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research, Kieran Cullen on sound, our producer Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RTÉ Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTÉ Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTÉ Radio 1 guide to general election 2024.
Now we're back, and since we recorded that last conversation, we do finally know the date of the next general election, and nominations have closed. So Barry Lenihan is back to give us an update on where things stand now in Kerry and Kerry. Take it away, Barry.
An old political feud rekindled here in the Kingdom, Cormac, since we last spoke. The Foley and McAllistrum dynasties crossing swords once again, a battle which has featured across decades in North Kerry politics. Of course, Education Minister Norma Foley, looking to retain the seat she won in 2020, now joined on the ballot paper by Tom McAllistrum, who's running under the Independent Ireland banner. But McAllistrum is a former Fianna Fáil TD, first elected in 2002, a seat he held until 2011 in the old Kerry North constituency. But he's known locally as Tom the Third, as he's the third generation of his family to secure a Dáil seat. His grandfather first elected in August 1923, Tom McAllistrum, just months after the end of the Civil War. Of course, as we know, Norma Foley's father, Dennis, also a former TD, first elected to the Dáil in 1981, retaining the seat in the three subsequent elections before losing to Tom McAllistrum's father in 1989. But then Dennis Foley won the seat back in 92, ending Tom McAllistrum's political career in the process. But when it came for Dennis Foley to step aside from national politics in 2002, Norma Foley's path to the Fianna Fáil ticket on that occasion was blocked by her now rival on the ballot paper, Tom McAllistrum, Tom the Third. So lots of history here. Even going back to 1980, Tom McAllistrum's father trying to oust Norma Foley's father from the local Fianna Fáil Tralee Corla Ceantar. Now there is more recent history as well between them. Tom McAllistrum losing out to Norma Foley's political assistant Anne O'Sullivan in June's local elections by just 6 votes when he was running as an independent. Now all the expectation is that Norma Foley should be secure, but Tom McAllistrum's entry into this contest and the momentum behind Michael Cahill for Fianna Fáil as well perhaps means that the Danny in Trouble campaign is cranking into gear, that the Healy Ray brothers will be saying that Danny Healy Ray is most vulnerable to losing his seat. Time will tell on that one. He looked in trouble the last time and got on okay in the end. Now Sinn Féin have also added a candidate here as well, Stephanie O'Shea from Cahir Sibhín. She was unsuccessful for the party in June's local elections in the Kenmare electoral area, but there are murmurings of discontent within Sinn Féin locally. The councillor Robert Brosnan, councillor for the Corcaguina electoral area, the first seat for Sinn Féin on the Dingle Peninsula in over 100 years, he has told the Kerryman how the Sinn Féin leadership nationally hasn't listened to grassroots members and how there's a disconnect between the party's hierarchy and its core supporter base. Now, this interview before Stephanie O'Shea added to the ticket, it would appear, but Brosnan himself has spoken of his desire to run for the party here, previously saying how he wouldn't back away if asked and was definitely interested in contesting a Dáil election. So interesting to see what happens there. Another addition is the People Before Profits, Keane Prenderville. He was within just 300 votes of winning a seat in the Limerick City constituency in 2016. And also ran in the European elections in June, but this perhaps not fertile ground for the party. But the central question around this contest is still very much the same as the campaign has gone on. Amid all the murmurings and rancour within Fine Gael locally over the selection of Billy O'Shea, can the party hold its seat vacated by Brendan Griffin amid this apparent momentum behind the candidature of Fianna Fáil's second candidate, Ross Bay's Michael Cahill, who recently opened a constituency office in Killarney and doing the honours of opening that office, Paul Buddy and David Clifford, the well-known Kerry footballers. Now, Fine Gael sources nationally think that there might be at last some energy behind Billy O'Shea's campaign. The councillors Angie Bailey and Teddy O'Sullivan Casey attending a meeting in Killarney amongst some other prominent Fine Gael grassroots members as well. But there's still, I'm told, a bit of bad blood amongst the Fine Gael family in Kerry on this one, even amongst those perhaps who are canvassing for Billy O'Shea, whilst one long-time councillor says none of his family will be voting for Billy O'Shea. And the fact as well that Simon Harris has visited Kerry twice in 3 weeks maybe tells you all you need to know about the nervousness maybe within Fine Gael. Of course, on one occasion, Harris meeting the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin in Killorglin, Billy O'Shea's home base, which didn't go down overly well in the Fianna Fáil camp, if unattributed briefings in the Sunday newspapers are to be believed. Now, key for Michael Cahill will be to take votes away, I'm told, from Danny Healy-Ray and Ratmore, but also votes which Pat Daly accrued in South Kerry in 2020. And whilst Fianna Fáil locally say that the constituency is split along geographical lines, posters for all three of the Fianna Fáil candidates, the third being Linda Gordon Kelleher, are appearing in every part of the constituency, so perhaps a free-for-all which won't do well for them maybe. Ultimately, senior Fianna Fáil people at a national level caution that Fine Gael's vote would still have to plummet extraordinary depths here for Michael Cahill to reel in Billy O'Shea. They think it's possible, but the feeling at this stage is that Fine Gael and Billy O'Shea might just hang on by their fingernails, in particular if they can galvanise that core Fine Gael vote here in the final days of the campaign. Although they also say the prospects of Michael Cahill upsetting the odds, they are greater than perhaps they were a few weeks ago, but still definitely a very close run contest in store. And the full list of candidates, they're included in constituency profiles on the RTE News website, and you'll find them at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.